care of us. Today we're continuing Birkas HaGomel. Just a couple of things from last week's shiur. We did the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, but you can do Birkas HaGomel Balayla. And he said you could. The tshuva, the Maram Shik. So the Maram Shik discusses that l'chor, the whole discussion is a little strange, whether you can do a Balayla. If you look at, if you have the last week's packet on page 24, so the Maram Shik says, if you hold, you can't do it Balayla because it's a B'mokum Korban and you don't bring a Korban Balayla, then you shouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos and Yontif, Birkas HaGomel. Because Birkas HaGomel is a Nadova, a Korban Tovda rather. And you can't bring the Dorim Davos on Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos. So, and we know the minhag is we make gomel on Shabbos. So you see that the whole thing is not a problem. It's not, you know, the mice. It's a bracha, so you can make it. You know, it's, he says Vata. If you look on page 24, fourth column, last paragraph. Right, we don't do tefillas nedavos today, but if you have a suffix, we'll do a tefillas nedavos. But tefillas nedavos you don't do on Shabbos. So you see that there's a concept that anything is that's a nedavos, even the tefillah you don't do on Shabbos. So maybe the bracha also you shouldn't do. Avagav shein chil Shabbos with tefillah. If you hachik kaimish shein makriv korban nedavos, aimish palam tefillah nedavos with Shabbos. Hachanami. But even if you want to tie that there's a clear that you shouldn't say Birkas HaGomel at night, but then if that be the case, then you shouldn't say it on Shabbos and Yontif. And the minute clearly is people say Birkas HaGomel on Shabbos. Right? You've been in shul, someone comes back from Eretz Yisrael, wherever they're coming, they make a Birkas HaGomel on Shabbos. So maybe in Achanami, maybe they shouldn't do that either. But Lamaisa, the minhag is to do it. So once the minhag is to do it on Shabbos, then there should be no reason why you can't do it at night. Okay, so that's what I wanted to point out from the Maram Shik. Okay, so let's begin now the second packet, Holchei Drachim. So we said, Dalet Tzrichim Lahodos. So it's Yordei Yam Holchei Midbaros. If you go through the desert. So we're going to see this in Machlokes, whether it's Dafki, you have to go through the desert, you see, or any derech. So you go on a trip, even if it wasn't through the desert, maybe if you're on a derech, you should make, just like you make tefillas a derech, you should make Birkas HaGomel. Like Rabbi Berger said to me this morning, it's like Bracha Rishona, Bracha Achrona. Where is he? It could be, according to certain poskim, which that every time you make, that's Rav Avadi Yosef's psak. We'll see. That, like Rav Avadi put down Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi doesn't hold that way. That whenever you make a tefillas haderech, before you start the trip, so you need to make a gomel at the end. Wow. That's a big thing. You make a gomel on on such a trip, or you go to, as long as we'll see. Vadi Yosef, as long as it's 72 minutes. How long does it take to by bus from I don't know, Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv? How long does it take?
An hour.
And then you come back. Avadi Yosef says you count both ways. So if it takes an hour one way and you come back the same day, so you're on the bus for 2 hours, that's more than 72 minutes. So when you come home to Yerushalayim after you went to Tel Aviv, so Rav Avadi Yosef paskins that you make kagomel. Forget that you make tefillah sederach. That Avadi you make. The Kiddush is you make kagomel at the end of the day. Yeah.
Does it have to be also that you're outside of the city limits? So if any city on the way.
Yeah, so let's learn the sugya. Let's learn the sugya and see what comes out. You see, you have to realize two things about tefillah sederach. Not tefillah sederach, but birkas hagomel. The arba tzrichim lahodos, those are the four cases in the Gemara. So the question is, are the four cases exactly those four? Say, the Gemara doesn't speak about holchei drachim. Gemara says holchei midbaros. So maybe it's only the midbar. What do we say? Even midbar is lav dafka. Then there's a separate discussion, which we'll have, that maybe even without these four things, say you have something that's not one of the four things, that you were in some type of danger that wasn't sickness, and it wasn't the yam, and it wasn't the midbar, and it wasn't beis hasurim, but you were in another type of danger that you got something. You know, the discussion, something was about to fall on you or something like that, or it's not the midbar, it's not the yam, and it's not the chola, and it's not the beis asurim. Do you make a birkas hagomel on something outside of the four? So, but we're not up to that yet. Now we want to know, within the four, say you have to have those four, but are those four dafka? Now, I don't mean whether you can have other things than the four. That's a separate discussion. I mean, within the four, do you have to have exactly midbar? Or could midbar mean any derech? So that's the discussion. Because the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, Tov b'midbar b'shimon derech ir moshav lo matzol. That they were in the midbar. They got lost. They were in the midbar and they got lost and they didn't find a place of settlement to go. So the Gemara says that's the arba tzrichim lahodos, and one of them is this one, Ta'uba Midbar. So the question is the dafka midbar or not? Because the Gemara only says midbar. Abba tzrichim lo did yorda hayam holchei midbaros. Holchei midbaros. So maybe it's dafka in the midbar. Holchei midbaros menolim d'chsiv tova midbar b'shimon. The third wide line. Derech yer moshav lo matzo. Vayitzako Hashem yagrichem. Derech yishar edu Hashem chasdo. So if you look, let's take a quick look in the tour. Let's look a quick look in the tour on page 11. Says the tour, Noagim ba'ashkenaz v'tzorfas she'ein mevarchim k'sheholchim me'ir li'ir. Shalochivu Ela b'holchem midbaros shchichi b'chayis ra'os v'listim. That the minhag in Ashkenaz, in Tzorfas, is only midbar. In other words, so if you go on another derech, say you go from here to the Catskills, so that's a derech, right? But it's not the midbar. So then minhag Ashkenaz and Tzorfas is not to make. What about the Yushalmi? Vadi Yisub be Yushalmi kol adrochim b'cheska sakana lo omru elo inyan tefilas aderech. So that idea, kol adrochim b'cheska sakana, any derech that you have is a sakana, that's only to require tefilas aderech. Tzarech adam levakesh al atzmo. Aval birkas agomel kom toda iskan. And then he continues, I didn't bracket it, but keep going. Avol, first word in the letter is Avol, where you see that little yud base. Avol haramban zal kosav, dibchol derech uvchol chol tzrichim lehodos. He says, no, any derech that you go on, even if it's not the midbar, you have to make tfilas birkas agoma. They are seen Mishal Mikol Adrochim Chetzke Sakonahim. And he says, V'chei Noagim Besfar. Besfarar. So it comes out, if you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 13, Reish Yud Test Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, V'ashkenaz v'tzorfas, Ein v'varchim shaholchim b'ir li'ir. So there's minhag Ashkenaz and Tzorfas is you don't make tefillas birkas hagomel if you're not going in the midbar, just because you go meir liir not. Shlochivu el holchei midbaros d'shkichi beichayas ros v'listim. Uvesvarad nogim levarach b'nei shakol adrochim cheska sakana. Okay, miu. You have to have a parsa. Now, parsa is 4 mil. Now, I got Rabbi Moshe Shapiro to check it up on the computer for me. And of course, we got it last time when we did Tefillas Haderech. What the exact shear I wrote here, one of these boxes. Oh, so Rav Chaim, I think Rabbi Steinsaltz had it from Rav Chaim Noah, 2.4 miles, and the Chazon Ish 2.88. Write that down. So that's the shear for Tefillah Saderech.
1 mil is that?
4 mil, a parsa. 2.4 according to Rav Chaim Noah, right? What I say, and 2.88 according to the Chazon Ish. So that's the shear for Tefillas Haderech. Right. Well, the shear for Tefillas Haderech is if you go that. So that's not such a big trip. That's where the body holds. If you go from here to Tinek, that's already you're going out of the ear. And you're going more than 2.4 or 2.88. So, Tefillas Haderech. Others have this notion they don't make Tefillas Haderech, like we discussed last year from Rav Soloveitchik about they don't feel the Sakana or whatever it is. But Rav Abadi holds no, like Rav Berger said, it's a Takanas Chachamim. It's Takanas Chachamim that if you go on a Derech, and that's a definition of a Derech. That's a definition of a derech, you go that amount out of the ear. So you make tefillas haderech. Now we're here to discuss birkas hagomel. Tefillas haderech we discussed last year, right? Two June's months ago. Okay. But we're here to discuss birkas hagomel. So Birkas HaGomel, so if you go that amount, so I was kibitzing with Rabbi Shapiro from the library. He says, Bechor, every morning that he comes in from Bergenfield to the library, we should make have a minion for him to bench Gomel. Right? By car. One second. You should make a Gomel. You go from, if you're coming from Teaneck, you should make Tfilas HaDerech in the beginning of the trip and Gomel when you get here. Or maybe only make Gomel once you come home at night, you know, if you go back to Teaneck. So, which that's completed your trip. You know, your trip was back and forth. Yeah, the next morning you'll do another one. You have a new trip, a new Tfilas HaDerech, and another Birkas HaGomel. So every night at Maariv, you'll be making Birkas HaGomel.
Physically, we don't do that.
What? Apparently, we don't. Okay, we have to understand why we don't do these things. But L'chara, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, you see. So if you're Ashkenaz. So you don't do it because you didn't go in the midbar. So Ashkenaz is an interesting thing. Ashkenaz holds that for tefillas haderech, you just need a derech. So as long as you're going 2.4 or 2.88, mikra din, you have to make tefillas haderech in the morning when you set out. But the Ashkenazim hold that when they come home, they don't make Birkas HaGomel, because Birkas HaGomel is only on those four things, meaning within those four things, it's only midbar and not any derech. Whereas minak sfarad is to make it on any derech. But l'chora kuli alma lo pligi, that tefillas haderech you have to make. And the only reason people don't is either because they feel that it's built up on the sides. You know, like when you go off the bridge or you're already in Fort Lee, it's already built up. Or they hold. So that's one svara that people hold. And another svara they hold is that they don't margish, like we said from Rav Soloveitchik, they're not margish the sakana. But Rabbi thinks either of those svaras are not... because he feels that the fact that it's built up on the side, doesn't, you know, you're out of the ear and you're in a place now which is a derech, the highway is a makom derech, and he also feels, like Rav Berger said, that why should it be dependent upon what you perceive? That's like Rav Soloveitchik's idea, that he used to make tefillas haderech when he started coming in from Boston, and then he got used to it, so he stopped making. So Rabbi holds that Meichi Tasi to say such a svara. It's a takonis chazal to make tefillas haderech. So one second. But here we're not here to discuss tefillas haderech today. We did that 2 years ago. We're here to discuss Birkas HaGomel. So it's a fundamental machlokis between Ashkenaz and Tzorfas on one hand and Svarad on the other hand. And Ashkenaz and Tzorfas makes tefillas haderech only on the midbar.
Only makes Gomel
on Holchei Midbaros, not any trip. It has to be a trip through the desert. And Spetsvard says no. That it's what?
Any derech.
Midbar is lav davke. Midbar is any derech you make.
Okay,
let's see the Yerushalmi. Let's see the Yerushalmi. Go slowly.
Crossing the street.
meaning
many more car crashes
than
an airplane crash.
Right, and yeah, so we have to see.
Part of the airplane, much more than the car.
Yeah. Let's see what does Yerushalmi say. Page 3. Yerushalmi has a famous comment. He says all drachim are b'cheska sakana. Rabbi Yonah can have a nafik l'achsanya. Listen to this. Let's see the korban p'nei Moshe. Kol aderech b'cheska sakana. U'spal tefila tzara. K'shecholech b'ezer derech sheyeh. U'kraviyana sheyotzi l'achsanya.
So what does it say he did?
What does Rabbi Yonah have a mifkud go basin? What does that line mean? No. That's not what it means. Yeah.
He gave a tava before he left.
Meaning he'd write a will before he'd go on the derech. He would write a... In other words, if he was going on a derech, he would be like sleeping over, like an inn, right? So it wasn't just, you know, he would be on the derech. So before he left, he didn't know whether he would return home. So he left like a tava, you know... You know, will, whatever type of thing it was, to so he wants to say, you see from here, so this is the Kol HaDrachim B'Cheska Sakana. Oh. What does the Rambam say? For the next page 4. So it's clear the Rambam doesn't say what? Holchei midbaros. He says holchei drachim. That's far. So it seems from that approach that any derech is requires tefillas haderech when you get home. Shegil yishuv. Let's take a look in the Ramban in the Torah Sodom on page 5. Look at the arrow on the left side. In the middle of the line begins Shokol Holchei Drachim. Aval gav the Rabbi Yehuda holchei midbaros amar lishna dekra nokat v'chol derech b'mashma. But even though the Gemara says holchei midbaros, that's the lashon of the pasuk in Tehillim. But it's really every derech. The Gersini b'Yishalmi gav b'tfilas haderech of Shem bar Abba b'Shem Reb Chanina omer kol haderech b'cheskas hakana. And Rav Yanai, Kava Odduz La'achsanai, when he'd go on a trip, you know, he'd go to the inn, have a mafkid go base. He would what? He would leave a will to his tzava, to his family. So this is the fundamental machlokes here, whether Holchei Midbar, between what the Torah quotes, Machlokis between Ashkenaz and Sfard. So Ashkenaz is only Midbaros. So according to Ashkenaz, you understand very well why we're not making Tefillas Hadera, Berkas HaGomel, every time we go. So then it should come, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, that according to Ashkenaz, they only make it on planes when they go over water, because then they're Yerdei Yam. Then maybe they're Yerdei Yam. We'll have to discuss, you know, Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva, maybe any plane, but others, but we're not up to that yet. We're talking today more about the Holchei, whether Holchei, it's Holchei Midbaras or every Holchei Drachim. Yeah. What?
Maybe modify
Right, that's what you were saying. Right, maybe Holchei Drachim is only back then when they had Chayos Ros.
That's what the Yerushalmi told
them
back then.
Right, Chayos Ros Baderech. It's really Chayos Ros. They even have, sometimes you have a deer, you know, people like can knock into a deer or something. Right, but you don't have the same.
The other drivers
yeah.
What exactly is the definition of Midbar? Is it necessarily desert, is it sand, cactuses, and no water? Or is it wilderness, is it an area that's not settled? Like, for example, many someone doing a multi-day hike in the wilderness, but they're in the forest, would that be considering
In other words, do you need... Yeah, Rabbi Berger just asked me that question as well. Do you need mamish a desert, or is it another? Yeah, pashtus is a desert. That if you hold tzedafka, it's tzedafka.
How many people? So then, if you hold tzedafka, shouldn't it be tzedafka someone who's lost in the desert? Like,
no, because all these things are made because you could have gotten lost. So even if you didn't get lost, you thank Hashem that you didn't get lost, that you made it through. Next one. Okay, so that's the question about, in other words, somebody comes back from the army, they served in the army, and Baruch Hashem, they came back, so should they make Brichas HaGomel? So when we have the discussion of whether these four things are dafka or other things, so we could talk about that. Right. Right, okay, so that we have to see also, in other words, what's the story with the airplane? You know, is that maybe one could say that that's not like you said, it's not Yerdei Hayam, and that it's not Holchei Midbaras. That's what the brisk. Okay, we'll get to that. And the Rush, also on page 7, discusses this Shaila. Look on the second column in the Rush, the fifth line, the last word on the line. Page 7, the second column of the Rush. The last word on the line is Ba'ashkenaz. V'nagu Ba'ashkenaz v'tzorfas Shem v'varchim birchaz agomu k'shehochim me'ir l'ir. V'sviyah lehu shalohu tzrichu lehodos elahochei midbarios shchichi bechayas v'listim. Only holchei midbarios. So that's the yisod that one could, in other words, that's the sheet of Ashkenaz. That when it comes to Tefillas HaDerech, it's any derech. When it comes to Birkas HaGomel, it's only midbar. Where Sfard say no, that Midbar is Lavdavka. So basically, Tfilas Haderech and Birkas Hagomel are Hainuach. That whenever you're going to make a Tfilas Haderech, when you start off, when you come home, you'll make a Birkas Hagomel. So the Ashkenazim are the ones that are Machalik. That when it comes to Tfilas Haderech, you don't need a Midbar. Or any Derech. Any Derech. Because go adrachim becheska sakana, and when it comes to so that's Ashkenaz and Sfar, I'd say no. That basically, like Rabbi Berger said, basically the relationship between, like Rabbi Berger said to me this morning, relationship between Tfilas Haderech and Berkas Hagomel is like a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. Tfilas Haderech is the bracha rishon; you make it at the beginning. And when you come home safely, that's a Birkas Hagomel at the end. It's possible to say such a thing, but then you get into very, you know, because we're trying to understand what was Takanas Chazal. So, if you frame it that way, you're just saying what the Metzias was in their location, and then it could be, like you're saying, there's no machlokes between them. That's all tolerant on whether it's a sakana or not.
Chazal seems to be saying.
This is the big question in this whole sugya. How do we view these things as a takanas chazal? Like whenever you went on the derech, or do we say? So in other words, how does that work today? When we don't have we still have some listing. You know. I mean, you know, one of my friends was once driving Rav Shechter in a Lexus, and the car was carjacked. You know, it doesn't happen every day, but so that's listen. You do have.
That was on the FDR.
What? Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to ask my friend. Which they found the car, like. Months later, in some far place, it was shipped someplace, and they finally found the car. But So you see, the question is, how do you? In other words, you know, some people have the approach that none of this applies. Bzman hazeh, don't say Tefilas Haderech anymore. Don't say Birkas Hagomel anymore. You know, we don't have a derech, we don't have a sakana, we don't have a this. Because you have to realize, as we'll see in the Sfarim, that the takana of Tfilas HaDerech wasn't about car accidents. It was about chayas ra'os and listim, which we're not praying for, not to have the car accidents. Well, so that's what Rabbi Berger said to me this morning. This is a thing that, you know, if we'd have a Sanhedrin who could, you know, redo it based on the Metzias of today, then that would be different. But the question is, we don't. So we have to. So if you view it as a Takanas Chazal, so maybe this is what you have to do, even though it doesn't necessarily fit with the Metzias. Meaning, if you go on a derech, so you have to make the bracha. It's like a davar shebeminyan, and it's just like, you know, based on logic. In fact, that we don't take medicine on Shabbos, right? So, because you're going to come to grind. So if I'm going to take a pill, believe me, I'm not going to grind anything. I'll just take out my pill. You know, but that's like Rav Shechter pointed out from Poskim, that's called Dovah Shebeminyan. Chazal made this takana. So maybe the same thing about here. I mean, because once you break that, I'll tell you why it's so fundamental. Because once you break this mold, that's basically what conservative Judaism did. In other words, they basically said there's no such thing as a Dovah Shebeminyan. So whatever doesn't make sense anymore to us, you know, shouldn't apply. You know, and they basically they made a pirksa and everything. So it's not, you know, it's not so simple to say. You know, Rav Belsky once said, whenever someone says Bizman Hazer, you have to like shake a little bit. You know, because whenever they're saying that, they mean to say that okay, everything's different. So you have to know what's a takana. If something was a takana's chazal, so even though the metzias doesn't really shtim 100%, but if basically it is a derech, right? So even though we might not have that same, the listim and the chayos ros to the degree that they had then, but maybe like Rabbi Berger is saying, it's a takana's chazal, so you have to make the tefillas a derech, and maybe you have to make the Birkas Agono. That's Rav Avadi Yosef. He's a purist. And he said, anytime you go on a derech, in the morning, you make Filas HaDerech, and when you come home at night, you make Birkas Agono. So Birkas Agono is why Imam is like a daily activity. If you go, Rav Avadi Yosef Shita, we'll see, it has to be a 72-minute trip. But he holds you can count coming and going. You add up to the 72, so that makes it very easy. You know, if you go, but you have to go chutz liyir. So if you go chutz liyir, you know, if you go from, so you live in Brooklyn, and you work in Jersey. Like Rav Abadi said, from New York to Lakewood. He doesn't pass in this way, but he's saying that would be the Hechi Timsa. You go from New York to Lakewood, so you make Tfilas HaDerech, and when you come home, you should make a Birkas HaGomo, according to Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Abadi told me that in a Chanami, for Tfilas HaDerech, yeah, but not for Birkas HaGomo. He never saw that his Rebbe used to do that. I mean, Rav Aaron Kotler, you should know, he didn't live in Lakewood. He lived in the West Side, or Borough Park, different time. You know, that's... And he traveled into Lakewood, but he didn't live really in Lakewood. And so probably he made the Birkas Tfilas HaDerech, but not the Birkas HaGoyimo. Even though, believe me, Lakewood, you fulfill the distance, you know, in one way. You know, it's 72 minutes, you get to 72 minutes in one... certainly if you're doing back and forth.
A lot of stuff we said, I mean, but I think it's simple that Chazal were Misakin and gave us a concept of Gomel, Birkas HaGomel, Tfilas HaDerech, and there's no, I mean, Dafka, yes, Dafka those cases, in those cases it's a Chova, all other cases it's a Rishus. I'm saying, they gave us a concept, that concept applies with Doros, whatever, different, you know, things come up, but yes, whatever they said is a chova that you must, and the other stuff is based on you. What's so difficult to say that what they said, the four,
right,
that's
so
a chova, and what, everything else. Now you just drove to Brooklyn, you feel you had a whatever. Say a gomel. I'm saying it's a rishus now.
No, but Chazal said arba tzrichim lahodo. So one of them is holchei midbaros. So we have a machlokis here, but the holchei midbaros are a dafka of the midbar or any derech.
I'm saying, say dafka midbar. That would be a
so if you hold dafka midbar, so we're not going in the midbar.
I know,
so
but then it's rishus. Today, now
no rishus. There's not a rishus. No. Nothing. If you hold midbar and you're not in the midbar, then it's nothing. You don't make a
gomel.
You're same shame Hashem Levatal. You can't make.
You felt as if
you don't feel anything. Midbar.
You felt as if
No. Midbar means midbar. If you hold from B'nai Ashkenaz. You didn't see what we were. You saw the tour?
Yeah.
Before you?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
But in the Sfarad, Hanshei Sfarad say Midbar is Lavdavkin. It's any derech.
And you don't need to make that distinction. You could say it's Chova, the four Chovas, and everything else that we do today, taking a plank, meaning it doesn't really fit in perfectly to one of the things. It's a
Rishos. Okay, but that's not so pashut to say that.
Why not?
Because you can't just make brachas up.
We're not making it up. The concept is given to you.
No, but you can. We don't have that idea so much. In other words, usually a bracha that's a chova. If you, you know, some things you do have a concept of rishus, but not necessarily.
Shachianu comes out.
Shachianu could be a rishus in the Gabi Prichodish we learned, right? But not everyone, not every bracha is a rishus. A tefillas haderech is not a rishus. Tefillas haderech is a chova of Chazal. A tachanas Chazal. It's not a rishus. It's, you're mechuyev to do it, like Shemar Esrei. It's a chova. It's not just you know.
According to the son of Rishon will hold that you make it on all. When it says Arus Rishon hold, it's just telling you these are the four that you might have thought were not that would have to, that you have to do, and you wish on any name, any name for that. So that's if you go with that approach. This whole entire thing is not as that would change because the Chazal never was sacking that you have to do these. Chazal was sacking Sakana, and these things Chazal was saying are included in Sakana. So if you want to try to come out that way, this whole thing, this whole discussion of Midbar is irrelevant.
Right, but the way it's brought is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that these things you have to make a bracha.
Yeah, but the Metzias from Gemara to the Shulchan Aruch didn't change as much from the Metzias.
Okay, so let's see.
Now,
yeah.
What's the source of this phrase here? What's the source of
this? There is no such phrase. I don't know if there's we have a concept of Dov Shabiminyan. Dov Shabiminyan means when Chazal made a takana and they voted on it. So even though, like Rav Shechter explains, even though the reason no longer applies, we still have to keep it. Like the example Rav Shechter gave, like Refuah B'Shabbos. So Refuah B'Shabbos, someone would look at you who doesn't appreciate the concept of Takanas Chazal and would laugh. You have a headache, take a pill. What are you doing? You're not doing anything wrong. Are you going to come to grind? You're not going to come to grind. So, right? So we don't say batla time or batla takana. You understand? Sometimes, Rav Shechter has an article where he explains that sometimes if the reason was explicitly written in the Takanas Chazal, then maybe that's different, but it's hard to ever know that it was or wasn't. You know what I mean? Right, so Metzitza Meper is the question is was that ever a takana? Right, in other words, the verse says they were motzeis for refuah. The question is, was that ever a takana? There's a din that you need dam by a very perspiral, you know, it should have bleeding. But the question is that a takana? Was that just something that they did mishum refuah, like a hanhaga? The Hasidim will say that's a discussion in the Avnei Nezer, whether was that a takana or a mitzvah that has to be done in a certain way. Well, do you say no? That's not. It just was done mishum refuah. And fakir today, if it's going to be a question of just the opposite, that it's going to cause, not refuah, it's going to cause sickness, then fakir. So let's look in the Meiri now. On page 8. Says the Miri, last two lines in the first column. So some say that Holchei Midbaros is only if he was in the Midbar and he got lost. Then he makes Hagoma. But not just stuff. Yodei Hayam she'omar aleim nachshol shabiyam. Or Yodei Hayam that there was turbulence. And they got, you know, they were okay. But not just stam Holchei Hayam. Chol she'ish bo sakana. And a chola means a chol she'ish bo sakana. And he was saved. She'be'el yesh b'hem neis. Farehen ke'en hayotzim v'es asur. Aval amim lo yiru lahem ke'en ain't tzarech levarech. וכן הולכי דרכים שלא במדברוס אין צורך מלוורך. אף על פי שפשוטי המקרוס מוכיחים כך, אין אני מודה בכך. אלא כל שעולה למיד דבר... כל הדרך בחסך סקנו, כל חולה בחסך סקנו, הוא עדין לכל הליך הזה ים. And he thinks not that way. That any time you go, even if there wasn't turbulence, there was potential for that, there was no sakana, nothing happened, it was an uneventful trip, yet so he quotes here that some say these things are Holchei Midbaros is only, in other words, even if you want to say that Holchei Midbaros is Dafka, maybe it's Dafka that you were in the Midbar and you got lost. That was the whole point. You were in the Midbar, you got lost. We're afraid that, you know, that you'll die because you're lost and you don't know how to get to the civilization. So this is another shita. In other words, it's a question of Holchei Drachim, whether it's Dafka Drachim, or Holchei Midbar is Dafka Midbar, or any Derech. But in, even if you want to say Midbar, then there's another question whether Midbar means Dafka Midbar, there was a problem, or Midbar, even if there was no problem. Now, this discussion is also formulated in the Avudraham. The Avudraham is a very good sefer to. The Avudraham is a sefer on tefillah and on brachas and different halachas. A lot of psakim in Shulchan Aruch are quoted from the Avudraham. A lot of pages in Shulchan Aruch they quote something from the Avudraham. Rav David ben Rav Yosi Avudraham. Yesh Omrim says the Avudraham in the second column where the arrow is. Yesh Omrim she'im mevorkim b'rkas ha'gomok she'holchim me'ir le'ir. V'sfirlu sh'olam v'tzvichu l'hodos al'holchem midbaros. V'shchichi v'hu chayas v'listim. That we saw in the rush. Shekol adrochem tzorach adam levakei trachim v'al nafsho. Aval birkas ha'gomel b'mokam sakana iskin. Aval ato nogu ha'olam levarach birkas ha'gomel afil kshehochi me'ir le'ir. Hey, kosav Ramban. But he says, our minig is that eat like the Sfard, but even me'ir le'ir. Ramim Yishalmi Rav Yanek had have a nafik v'achsanya, have a mafkid go basic. He would make a tzavoa before he would leave. Kol holchei drachim cheska sakana. If Tomer holech tachas akir notoi, tamin megmor shemuskim al vodosol shel adam yivarcha gomel kem shavar yishlomo shazeinu nechshav sakana kol kach. He should dover kotzer. V'kal lavor bimheira. Kol holchei drachim should dover aruch tzarach levarcha gomel. In other words, if you go by a wall that's caving in, and you pass under it and you came out okay. So you don't make, because that's a short thing. In other words, what's the percentage that's going to happen in the 10 seconds that you just went under? So that you don't. But it's something like a derech, which takes time. Is not. So then he writes, Kosev ba'al halachas gedolach, she'esh lo leilach parsa yoser, omer tefilas ha'derech. Right, the ba'al halachas gedolach, we learned it a couple of years ago, says that when you go on a derech, the definition of a derech is a parsa. I told you, parsa is 4 mil. And 4 mil is what? Of Kaim Noah, 2.4 miles. And Chazanish, 2.88. So that's the pashas in the din. That's why that Rabbi Badi Paskins, if you go from here to Tinek, you make Tfilas HaDerech. because it's more than after the bridge. It's more than 2.88 miles. So that's the shear of a derech. Oh, so now let's take a look at the tour. I mentioned this tour to you last time. It's kedai to see it inside on page 10. Arba tzrichim lahodos, yarnei yam, sh'olam menu holchem midbaros, Shagil Yishuv, Mishay Cholav Nisrapi, Mishay Cholish Beves Asurim, Vyotza, Visim and Chola Chayim Yaduch Hasela. Chola, Yam, Yisurim, and Midbar. Chola Chayim Yaduch Hasela. So that's a good thing to know. Chola Chayim Yaduch Hasela. Yeah, Jonasson?
When we're saying go from here to here, and the are we saying this is somewhat like what's kind of chumen?
Chumen.
Because if you have, because routine, you might have, there's a lot built up.
So Rabbi Bari thought it's different than, there was, as long as you're going in a place, like in the highway, that there could be.
Because you're going from here to downtown is also more than the fire
zone. Right, but that's you're still within the same year. You're not leaving the year.
Going to Brooklyn.
That's also.
You're crossing. Yeah, you're in the same city, only with regards to.
Okay. One second. Okay, let's look now in the Chidah. In the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah wrote a lot of Sfarim. So one of his main Sfarim is the Birkei Yosef on page 15, which I didn't bracket, so I'll show you where to look. No. It was later. It was an Akron. Says Gimel, Holchem et Baras Kshiyagiyu, Gimel, Holchem et Baras Kshiyagiyu Yishuv Chule. Misha Holach Bimokum Lamokum Vederech Chilucho Over Bayaros Gidolos, Loivach Shav Agoma Oshaylech Lamchos Kepto. Whereas you don't make a Agoma until you get to your destination. Rav Marishol Mosev Kog Yakov. Say, Midivim Mofes Ador Amav Mikrai Kodesh Shapirish Kavanas Rashi Shkosev Yossi Metzakonah. If you go to Mahalach HaSeres Yomim, Kol Laila, if you go to Mesakonov, Kol Laila Magil HaKfar, if you go to Mesakonov, Luchach HaTisover Ipcha. There was, questions, like if you're on a trip, you're going cross country, your place. So you're going, so do you only make it at the very end, when you get to your, or maybe when you come home, at the very end, or every night, when you get to a safe, you know, you did your traveling for the day. Now you're in the motel for the evening, so now you're home safe for today. So maybe you should make. So that's the machlokas here. But maybe it's only at the end of the trip.
Okay.
15. Oh, skimmel. Oh. And in the David Emes, that's the sefer that the Chidor wrote on Kriyas HaTorah. He wrote a sefer on Kriyas HaTorah. On page 16. Osei. Ein levarach ad sheyetze me'atzar legamri. Chalchol ad sheyelech al buryo. Ol ad sheyalam ad yam legamri. Afshe bo legamol mesachiv sham. In other words, you have to be finished with the tzar legamri. Mi sheholach mimokam lemokam derech yilucha over bayaris gedolos. But if you're going someplace, in the meantime, you're not in the... You're going in the derech, but now every day you stop in a hotel, a motel. So you're in the ear... So you're still on the derech. So you're not going to make a gomel until you get to the final destination. Yeah, it's also the chidon. And Oschess, he writes, Minuk v'chol svar levarach gomel sholchem mi'ir li'ir. Minuk svar is again, that midbar is lav dafka. It's any time you go mi'ir li'ir. Mi'ir b'pachas mi'parsa einu mevarach. It has to be at least a parsa. A parsa is what? 2.4. Yeah. Now, we're going to see another discussion that we discussed last time in Tfilas HaDerech. Is a parsa a distance or is it a time? Like Rav Avadi holds for Tfilas HaDerech, even a short amount of time, but if you did the distance, then that's it. Like I think he told when I was with him the other week with Rav Chaim Marcus, he said, but he would go like from Lakewood to Freehold. Was as we said like 12 minutes, 15 minutes, but it would be 15 minute drive would be more than 2.88 miles. So he would make Tfilas HaDerech. Now, some say that Tfilas HaDerech, you have to have the amount of, it's a time. Whereas 2.4 miles means the amount of time it takes to walk 2.4 miles, which is like 72 minutes. So it's a time, it's not a distance. So Rav Avadia Yosef was going to discuss that. Because theoretically, if the place that you're going is muchzak b'sakana, it's known to be a dangerous road, even if you go less than a parsa, you make birkas agomu. So now there's an important point that's made in the Knesset HaGedoyah. On page 18. Chaim Bevanisti. This is a classic work on halacha. Achron. Lini halacha nira the pachas mi parsa ein mevarach hagomel. Nichnu shamar masiv nogim haomer am shalom levarach brikas hagomel biyosim mi parsa. Because people are knowing not even to make brikas hagomel even more than a parsa. They go mi Constantina lekunkik. Different prices. It's not right. They were whole chedrachim, and if they're following minak svard, they should make. gave the minhag levarach because of gomel fuel meal year. Moshkosav Rav David Avudraham Zal. That Rav David Avudraham was the one who quotes that the din of the Bahag for Tfilas Haderech applies also to Birkas HaGomel. That it, in other words, if you hold that Midbar is Lav Dafka to any Derech, so what's the definition of the Derech? So we learn out from Tfilas Haderech that Tfilas Haderech is Ad Parsa, it has to be 2.4 or 2.88. That's enough to say Tfilas Haderech, so that's enough for Birkas HaGomel. Pena Minagach Shaposhim Chol Yisrael. You mean, right? How many people do you know follow this idea that they make tefillas, that they make Birkas HaGomel on a derech of more than 2.4 miles? He says, even though the Sfarad were mekabel drachim, but they were only mekabel drachim if the drachim are similar to the midbaros. In other words, drachim ke'ein midbaros, that there's a real chashas sakana. Tam zeh dogem gam kein shalavok shalchim meir lekfarim techiyam al pishu yosim parsa. No kumu em minig zeh. Whereas he's saying an interesting idea. He's saying that the real din really was to make it only on midbar. But Sfar, they had a minig to, it became like a minig on all drachim. So they only had the minhag, but it's a little schwer because usually the Sfardim are much more machmir not to make brachas just on the minhag. You know, like, they don't make on minhagim. You know, so it's hard to say it's a minhag. You know, so you don't have to say it the way he's saying a minhag. You just say that they, there's the definition of a derech. Is the derech with its real sakana, and therefore that's why they we stop making it to bring us the gobel on a road trip. No, he's trying to explain the minhag why you're allowed to spar them or not.
I'm telling you, what cases are they?
Because spardim don't make a bracha on a minhag. Sfarim don't make a brach on Halal Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Avadi Yosef has several tshuvas about this. They're not going to read the whole thing. But if you want to just see the summary here, on page 22. Save the milsim b'has alikna b'had nachtinim shenaseim year to year. Oshir gimel b'chol rachvei haaretz. If yesh ben sinyaso kishir shav v'chomesh shiv v'shtayim dakos shushir parsa yivarch hagomel fiv minach svard. Pachas b'chein lo yivarch b'shem malchus. Kshivarch tov shol yivarch b'chazarasa. Melachus ol yivarch. Beirach hafuklosi yishlo malsim nisbo. If Afilo Shosham El Yomu Yomayim. So he says his psak is whenever one takes a trip, a 72-minute trip out of the city, he makes Birkas Hagoma. Chova. And then he writes on page 26, take a look. If you take a train, Shadim Achlokas and Minhagim being Ashkenaz Tfar. Haki the Didan, the Tfar Chen Higal Varech, Avon the Seam a year of the year. Avon the Lavosif on all the Varech, Shaina Shah Shir Mahal, Mah Parsim Mokam Zakanam, Hey Pasha the Minig, Kid Varenu, Shalavar Hambrol, Shal, Shinosea Shir Shavachom, Shushir Parsim, Moshkos of Ravachagon, of Amram, Komokam Nirulishim, Nosem Yushalayim, the Tel Aviv. If you're going from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, or Hepech, Afal Pisha Mechonis Ketana in a Shah Berech Shir Shah Vachomish, even though it's less than 72 minutes, Im Shah Ba'osu Yom, if you're going back and forth in the same day, Lerev, Chavuz Lo Tzeruf in Yisiyas Halicha Vachazara, Vach Hagom. There was, even though it's less than 72 minutes, but you count both, if you're going back the same day, you count both ways. Chozeh Ho Adil Levarach Mashem Malchus, Vachasimus, and that's what he writes, that's what he has here in the Yichavi Das. The what? And he decides not to go.
There's traffic. Decides to come home.
Yeah, maybe. In other words, we discussed, Rabbi Shibbol was asking, we discussed lists, if a person washed the Tilas Yadayim with a bracha, and he's planning to eat bread, and then 2 seconds later, he decides, nah, I don't want it. So he says that that's not considered a bracha levatola, because since with how you washed it, you wanted it, so you have a right to change your mind. So would you say the same thing by Tefillah Sadech? That I think not. I'll tell you why. I think the difference is that when you wash the Tefillah Yadayim, so you did wash. You were tired of the hands, so you're making bracha there. But here, you're making a going on the derech. So you didn't go on the derech. So maybe it's a bracha levatala. Over there, at least you accomplished the taras yadayim. So I'm not positive it's necessarily the same.
You got in the car, you packed up, you're ready for the third
flight. Right. Wasn't that? Yeah. Well, it's a machloek is the taz in the Magen Avraham, whether you can make the tefillah sederech right away or you have to leave the. So if you hold, you can only make it later when you're ready. So then you only make it later. But if you hold like the Taz, that you can make it right away. So then the question is, are you allowed to stop, not go in the derech? Or do we say that it'll become now a bracha levatala? It's a good question. Good question. I can't say for sure, but I do see maybe that chiluk that I just said to you in terms of the Tefillas Yadayim, at least something was chal and that the Yadayim were nitar, so to speak.
It's
and the Magen Avraham. whether you have to dafka wait till, you know, if you get the packets from Tefillas HaDerech, and we did it, what was it? Last June's month we did shave, payas, and beards. The June's month before, we did the. We have to decide what we're going to do this June's month. June, we always pick a halachic topic to do in June the whole week. So last year we did beards and payas. And then the year before we did Tefillas HaDerech. And before that, was that year brachas? What? Last year was beards.
It's
an
Erev.
Erev? Oh, okay, Erev. We did Erev once, so yeah, that's the safer though.
According to the
Sadrach,
how do you know when to put it in the carpon? Where do we see anywhere in any, because it seems to find that, that every single time someone was all a rebel, they would have had to bring a carbon toss just because they were all a rebel, no matter how they went. Because even going from, to going almost anywhere you would have been all a rebel would have been, it would have been high to make, bring a carbon toss.
You say, why did people bring carbon toss when they were all a rebel?
And we see, I think we even see in certain places they didn't.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Maybe because the time of the regal with many people going, it was all together, wasn't a sakana when it's everyone all together.
Interesting, because you'll see now on page 30, when Tzion Abashol and the Orlet Tzion, he is Misha Nosa Berechev, page 30. Mishanos of Berechem, Mir Lehir, Ein Tzarech Levarach Brichas HaGomel. So he's a Sephardi, Reb Tzion Abashol. So he says, Ein Oseh Mir Lehir, Mevarach Brichas HaGomel, Kein Nosa Bekvish, Shetnuas HaMechonis Bo Dola. Ofen Chein Rechem Zeru Orach HaVacher. It's only talking about a highway where you don't see cars too many. A road that's basically... you don't see other cars on the road. Like some farvorfana roads that are basically empty roads. You know, not the mainstream roads. Because then there's a chashash of listim. But if you're in a road that has a lot of other cars, or that you traveled late at night when there wasn't cars, so he says that's the only time. In other words, he's speaking for his fire. And then, of course, it has to be 72 minutes. And then, so there are three types of roads. There are roads where there are a lot of cars. He says that's not called derech for Birkas HaGomel. There are roads where there's one car, you hardly see any cars, that you do if you do a parsa. And then there's roads that are mamish sakana, and those roads, like you're going to say in Hebron, yesh hashas sakana, v'rach b'chol ofen. Even if it's less than a parsa. So, the minhag ha'olam, the tefillas haderech, so somehow people are makel, even for tefillas haderech. Because I said, there's real strict halachas like what Rav Abadi said. Anytime you leave the city and you go 2.4, 2.8, you should, and that's what he holds with the divan. People are knowing not to make tefillas haderech unless like they go to the mountains or something. Like that. So Rabbi Osher Bush, you have to look at his sefer. He has some limud chus that became the minigol of Tefillas HaDerech. Rabbi Bali said, no, Tefillas HaDerech, you should follow the ikur din of a parsa 2.4, 2.88, whatever, the, you know, it's outside the city. When it comes to Birkas HaGomel, so that's the machlokas Sfar and Ashkenaz. and the Rav Avadia is the, you know, carrier of the Svar, and be it for he paskins taka, whatever, there's a parsa of a trip. So at the end of your trip, meaning if you go, you live in Yerushalayim and you go work in Tel Aviv, so you go in the morning to Tel Aviv, you come home at night, so he owes that there's a chiyuv brachas agomo when you come home. It means, because the trip is not over until you come home. So you make a brachas agomo, as long as it adds up to 72 minutes from both ways. And Rav Abadi told me that even though, you know, he's a Sephardi, but he doesn't follow that psak. That wasn't what he saw by his Rebbe, Rav Aaron Kotler. And in the Minhag Olam, I mean, people don't do that. Not necessarily that people do the Tefillas HaDerech so much either, unless they're, but certainly the Birkat HaGomel. And Rav Abadi thought the shot is because the sakana is much less. But he thought that that's only patish from Birkas HaGomel, but not from Tefillas HaDerech.
Why?
You still have to make a tefillah that, you know, nothing's going to happen on the derech. One is a tefillah, one is a hodah. One is a bakasha, one is a hodah. So I said that some people, you know, Salvechik, others who, you know, don't do either. But he thought to do Tefillas HaDerech would have to do the Birkas HaGomel on the trip from year to year. That's basically what we're talking about. And then certainly Minhag Olam, you know, is not to make a Birkas HaGomel every day. If you're a person, even if you're a person who's traveling more than 72 minutes. David?
Which came first, the distance of a parsa or the 72 minutes? Because by a car, it would matter.
Well, distance of a parsa is the machlokas. Some say a parsa is a certain amount of miles, 2.4, 2.88. And then, so the question is, does parsa say whenever you do that distance? Or do we say, no, that's a distance, but the din of parsa is how long it takes to walk in that distance. So it's basically it's a shear of time. So Mela, if you have a car, so it's not enough that you turn off body holes. No, it's a distance. That's it. 2.4 miles. So if from Lakewood to Freehold it takes only 12 minutes, so then you still make. And the others who say the Rav Avadia holds not that one. That it has to be, you know, a certain amount of time that you're on the day.
Is there a cap to the number of times that it comes like, well, you have a Birkas HaGomel on one day? Because if you go through Ravadi's approach about the 12 minutes, you hold for Ravadi. Ravadi's approach about what a parsa is, and you go through Ravadi, you'll say his approach for this whole thing. You could be saying
Birkas HaGomel
10 times in a day.
No, but Ravadi holds that only at the end of the trip.
Yeah, but you could go, if I would sit there being in a place, let's say the Catskills, in a bungalow colony. I sit and drive to the store in the shul in the morning. Sit there, that's one trip. You could do this all day. You could sit there and be saying this all because it's not that far to go to a point.
Yeah, but Shibbol said from Amar, he would his minute to make it once a week. I guess he contributed all his travels like one big derech. That the week, and then he's to come home for Shabbos. So. But you're right. I mean, it could go. You know, Rav Abadi, I told you last time you weren't here when we did it. Rav Abadi holds by Tefillas HaDerech another chiddush that every day is a new Tefillas HaDerech. Meaning, if you get on your airplane in the evening, you bring Tefillas HaDerech, and then once morning comes, there's another kid Tefillas HaDerech. Right? We discussed that. So.
Space.
No, because my tefillah, we go across the yom, like korbanos.
Every day is
Okay, everybody, so this is an interesting discussion. I mean, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, you know, what makes it difficult is that the Tzitzis of our time and Takanas Chazal that had a shtimlitu. So, you know, Rabbi Avadi Yosef is the purest, you know, within the spark of the kid. You know, can be follow the Din and Kipshutah. None of this thing, his brother says, different. The derech, you make sure it's a derech, and then you come home from the derech, you make a gold mill, and that's it. Others, you know, Rav Abadi holds to do it at the beginning or the end. Others don't do it at all. Yeah. You have a question?
Rav Abadi say that every time you fly, you have to say
a gold mill.
Because they say,
yeah, a gold mill is.
It's a matter of it's a long flight, short flight.
It's real Sederach.
We'll talk about
Shlai. Okay, Rabbi Sir. Hold on, Mincha.